you know, there's also a lot of questions out there about what kinds of information DHS and federal agents are collecting on observers like Emily. There was a case in Maine, a woman who was recording another observer who was recording federal agents on her phone. Her name's Colleen Fagan, and she was watching ICE agents. And as she was watching them with her phone, they were seemingly recording her face and her license plate. And she recorded this video.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Why are you taking my information down?
Because we have a nice little database.
Oh, good.
And now you're considered a domestic terrorist. So
we're videotaping you?
So you can hear there, they tell her that they have a, quote, nice little database and that they are considering her a domestic terrorist. I will say that DHS has denied having a database like this several times since that video went pretty viral. Outgoing Secretary Kristi Noem denied it in front of Congress just last week. Todd Lyons, who's the acting director for ICE, has also denied it in front of Congress. DHS also denied it to us in a statement that we got from them. You know, we did ask DHS why agents are taking pictures of protesters' faces or license plates, and they did not respond to that question when we asked them. So, you know, we don't know if there is a database like this, despite them denying it. You know, it could be that, you know, these are semantics. Maybe a contractor has a database. Maybe it's not technically a database. These are still things that we don't know.